Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. I always like it when the guest is like, hey, let's get this sucker going. That just makes me all kinds of happy. This is Lock and Load, and we move to Dave Workman from Second Amendment Foundation. He's also a big writer at Ammoland, in addition to many other places. We'll talk about that in just a minute. He's at thegunmag.com, Liberty Park Press, author of multiple books on the right to keep and bear arms, and formerly an NRA certified firearms instructor. How does that lapse?
Well, it's back in business now. So.
Okay. So we need to get old Freddie Real to update your bio then, don't we?
Yeah, well, Freddie's a good guy. He's got 18 things always going on.
18
so
plates
don't
in the
pressure
air.
Him. Don't pressure him on stuff like that. Gotcha. I really enjoy working with him.
Very good. So we have experienced the death of Dianne Feinstein, the grand dame, as you put her, of gun control, although we have another grand dame coming up, that being Chris Murphy. He fits the bill as far as I'm concerned, but there's a lot of them out there. Tell me about California. California's got, California's a place you want to be if it's about gun control. What? Tell me about California.
Well, I think as most people understand, California has some of the most stringent and extreme gun control laws in the country. And The 2022 Supreme Court ruling in the Bruin case didn't seem to slow them down. They just doubled down, and instead of trying to comply with new Supreme Court guidelines on how to treat Second Amendment rights and cases, the California legislature and Governor Gavin Newsom have tried to cook up ways to dance around the ruling. And I think really it's a stalling tactic that they simply don't want to acknowledge that the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental right that is enjoyed by all citizens in all 50 states. You know, California is just one of a handful of states that are steadfastly resistant to the idea that people have a right to carry a firearm for their personal defense. We got New York, which is where the Bruin case came out of. We got New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maryland. You can go down the list, and each one of these places amounts to a who's who of gun prohibition lobbying. And when I say gun prohibition, I mean that. I'm the one who coined that phrase probably 10 years ago, that these organizations and the politicians who promote extreme gun regulations, they're not interested in gun control anymore, and they're pretty open about it. They want to prohibit whole classes of firearms, the so-called semi-automatic assault rifles. Joe Biden was on TV during a CNN town hall meeting about 2 years ago. We've got the clip of him saying this, that he not only is he trying to stop the sale of semi-automatic rifles, AR-15s, he also wants to stop the sale of 9mm pistols. And the 9mm handgun is probably the most popular sidearm in America today for police and private citizens interested in personal protection. So they're fairly honest about it, and I don't see why there should be any reason at all not to give them as much publicity as they could handle, you know. I'm doing them a favor, you know.
Lay it on them. Lay it on them. Give them the free publicity.
Sure. Better than the taxpayers paying for it. But California has adopted regulations that are just simply draconian. That's why they're being sued in federal court by just about everybody I can think of at one level or another. Now, you jump north to the state of Oregon. They're also mixed up in litigation right now because of this Measure 114, which part of the legislation, which hasn't taken effect yet, by the way, because it's tied up in court, you would be required to get a permit to purchase from the local police department, and you've got to provide proof of firearm safety training.
That you have to take with a firearm, right? You have to have a firearm to take that, right?
Yeah, there you go. And then you jump across the river, the Columbia River, up to Washington. And this year, another anti-gun governor, Jay Inslee, he's in his last term. He's not going to run again. He signed legislation this year banning so-called assault rifles and requiring proof of training before you can buy a firearm. You don't need a police permit, but it gets pretty close. And in all three of these states, they seem to have lost perspective that we're talking about a constitutionally protected fundamental right, whereas they treat the Second Amendment as simply a government-regulated privilege. And at some point, the Supreme Court is probably going to hammer down on all three of these states really hard and explain to them, hey, you guys need to go back to high school, take a civics course over again, where they're going to teach you the difference between protected rights and government privileges. And then maybe we'll let you out of school. I don't know. I just so, you know, they give me a lot to write about.
Well, they're all sort of transparent with this, because this was I refer to this as the Bruin response law suite that all of these guys have come up with. They have completely gotten out of the whole business of, we'll just legislate through the courts, because the courts have gone against what they wanted to do. So now they're going to legislate against the courts versus with the courts.
Well, yeah, you know, it's been kind of an interesting several years how the gun control movement has evolved, and it's morphed from a movement that was concerned about firearms-related violence to one now that simply wants to ban firearms. And that's the problem they have. They don't want to admit that they're gun prohibitionists. They really don't. You hear this argument all the time. Oh, I support the Second Amendment. I'll tell you something.
Well, that's what Brill Cream got out there and said his 28th Amendment respects the Second Amendment. I'll tell you what, before you go into the rant, because I know the rant is coming and I want to hear the rant in its entirety. This article, we're coming up on the first break, this article is at Ammoland.com, and that's where a lot of Dave's stuff shows up. He's also part of the Second Amendment Foundation. He writes, he's a senior editor at thegunmag.com. and Liberty Park Press. And occasionally, when I can reach out to him and get him, I get to bring him here, which is always a fun thing because, Dave doesn't pull any punches. And sometimes I kind of feel like I might. So I need somebody who doesn't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Loke talking to Dave Workman. We were just talking about California. That's the place you want to be. And you were, I had to stop your rant before it took off. So please.
Well, it wasn't really a rant. I think what has to happen, as I said in the last segment, you know, the Supreme Court really has to come down on these states. And the sad part is that the Supreme Court really doesn't have any enforcement authority except through, court orders and writs and all that stuff, you know, the legal stuff.
Right.
But we're at a point now in this country where I see an effort on the parts of guys like Gavin Newsom, for example, and you were right, he's got this proposed 28th Amendment to the Constitution, which, in spite of what he claims, the purpose of that amendment is to gut the Second Amendment and, again, turn it into a regulated privilege. And, you know, you simply can't do that. These people, they run around claiming to support the Second Amendment. And just think about that for a second, Billion. I support the Second Amendment. What the hell does that mean, really? Yeah, I don't know, because I tell people all the time, I don't support the Second Amendment. I've never supported the Second Amendment. I live it every day.
Right.
Just like I live, like I live the First Amendment. You know, if it wasn't for the First Amendment, guys like you and me wouldn't have jobs. We'd have to go out and learn how to cook French fries or something. But, it's the First Amendment that has given us the platform and the ability to speak out on these issues. And, you know, let's cut right to the chase. The Second Amendment is really the insurance policy against tyranny. And I know that gets a lot of laughs and chortles and guffaws, or whatever you want to call them, over on Capitol Hill and in the state legislatures. But that's really true.
Right.
You know, if you think about this for a minute, if there weren't maybe 100 million gun owners out there with an estimated 350 to 400 million firearms, do you think that it would take any more than a heartbeat for some of these anti-gunners to start pushing the idea that, well, you know, we're going to send some people around and collect all the guns. We're going to tax you people at 50 to 75% of your income. Here, case in point, just the other day, Hillary Clinton, we all remember her.
Oh, yeah. She's the party.
Yeah. Well, she made this statement on some talk show. I just saw the segment there, a little bit of it, where she's claiming that Trump supporters need to be deprogrammed. And, you know, when you sit down and really consider what she just said, that's something right out of 1984. You know, George Orwell, his problem was he was 40 years late, but maybe 40 years early. This is almost like a re-education camp idea where people that we disagree with politically need to be deprogrammed. That is really scary. And to even suggest something like that.
Well, that's straight out of the Weather Underground. Straight out of the Weather Underground.
Well, you know, how could somebody like with a belief like that ever think that she's qualified to be the president of the United States? That's a question. I'm just going to throw that out to the listeners. How can Hillary Clinton say something like that and then turn around and suggest, hey, you know, I really could be the president of the United States? No, you can't. Not with an idea like that. In my business, and I'm sure in yours too, we have encountered people with whom we vehemently disagree on just about everything, probably including the weather. But we don't go around saying, hey, we need to grab these people and deprogram them.
Sure.
Good grief. The thought process that goes into coming up with an idea like that is a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Hillary's the, you know, she's the Chardonnay queen. I heard that you remember with the Weather Underground.
Oh, I remember
that. So their thing was that they figured there would be a percentage of America that could not be reprogrammed to their way of thinking. So they have plans to kill them. So is that the unspoken part of Hillary's thing? If you can't be reprogrammed, I guess.
I kind of doubt that, but she spouts this nonsense off. And the sad part about it is there's a whole lot of people out there who agree with that idea.
Sure.
Oh, Hillary said it must be a great idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not the way that works. Now, you know, Donald Trump may not be your favorite guy or he may not be my favorite guy, but he's got the support of a lot of American citizens who are they're taxpayers, they're responsible, they got families, they got jobs, they contribute to the economy, they contribute to the health of the nation, they vote responsibly. So why can't they believe in somebody or some idea that may not meet with Hillary Clinton's approval? But, you know, this is the United States. It's not a police state.
Right.
And we need to keep that in perspective and make sure that the other side keeps it in perspective as well.
That's, you know. So that just opens up a whole other conversation, though, doesn't it? I mean.
I knew it would.
Yeah. So, like, very reasonable point that you make there. And we're going to explore that very in depth in the next segment. We're about to head into the next break. But, I mean, the problem with that premise for me is that I agree with you, you agree with me, and they don't care because all they're looking for is a way to micromanage our life, our money, our decisions. We just got to fall into the narrative and go down the chute that they tell us to go down, and you know, we'll eat bugs and own nothing and we'll be happy. That's their thing. So we can discuss that in just a moment, Dave. Dave Workman, you can find him. A lot of his work shows up at amoland.com. Just go down to the All Contributors on the bottom. Click on it. Dave is on the right side, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Click on that, and this is a gun guy. I mean, Dave is a gun guy. He not only writes about the right, but he also is you can tell me the next segment, but I kind of think, here's the question. Are you a SIG guy? Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me yet. You can tell me in the next break, in the next part. But all of this at amoland.com. And, of course, he's also part of the Second Amendment Foundation, which is a lot of bang for the buck if you're out there looking for a gun rights organization to support. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The U.S. State Department has verified that at least 22 Americans were killed in the recent attacks orchestrated by Hamas in Israel. An estimated 100 to 150 individuals are being held captive. The Biden administration is taking a strong stance against junk fees.
Charges that are taking real money out of the pockets of American families. These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
A new proposed rule coming from the FTC would include ticketing agencies, hotels, apartment rentals, car rental services, and more. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social media post. It was in response to a post that said, should Tommy Tuberville be removed from his committee? John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dave Workman. He's are you still out of Washington State? You're still out of Washington State, huh?
Well, you bet. Yeah. I'm fourth generation Washington State.
Now, you're out of Bellevue. Bellevue is the only sane part of Washington State that I'm aware of.
Well, no. Actually, the sane part of Washington State is any place outside the city limits of Seattle.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I think you need to keep that in perspective. There are really smart people in Washington State. Just none of them seem to live in Seattle is all. So,
you know, a lot of my people that I served in the military have ended up in Washington State. And I'm sure it's beautiful and everything, but I'm like, what are you guys doing out there? I mean, I need to come out there. I need to visit. I got a lot of friends out there. Now, are you a SIG guy?
Meaning what?
I saw you at a booth one time. I was there, and I was going to walk up and introduce myself, but you were in this conversation about a SIG 226 that you had ordered. We were at the SIG booth. I recognized you. I didn't walk up and introduce myself to you because...
Well, actually, the SIG 226, I got it for a gun test. I used to do write a lot about testing firearms, and of course, I'd get these guns and I'd do the test and write the story, then send all the guns back. If I kept them all, which is nonsense, A, I'd never make any money, and B, I'd have a house full of firearms and no place to sleep.
Yeah.
But I stopped doing that a few years ago. Just because I'm going through a little life change here. I'm past 70 now and I'm starting to slow down. I've never met a SIG pistol that I didn't like. They are very well designed. They are incredibly reliable, at least in my experience. My son has a P220, a 45. I don't particularly, I don't own a SIG pistol.
Okay.
But if somebody was looking to buy a double action pistol, I'd point him towards SIGs right away. I'm kind of a Smith & Wesson and a Ruger and a Colt guy, because I own more than one gun. And SIG doesn't make a 41 Magnum, which is really my favorite caliber,
right?
For the big bores. And I carry one while I'm hunting. I've shot a couple of deer with 41 Magnums, so that's kind of where my head is at. But as far as a semi-automatic pistol, the SIG makes certainly one of the best there is. And I know some guys that work at SIG. I've known guys before who no longer work at SIG. They're all retired.
Right.
But yeah, I've had an opportunity to go up to the SIG plant in New Hampshire and had a little tour around there. And the place was just—it's really great. And you know, if you're talking about quality firearms. Boom. America makes the best, some of the best, most of the best. You know, pick your descriptive words there, but I don't think you could really fail anymore if you decided to buy a Colt or a Smith & Wesson, certainly a Ruger, and I own more than one Ruger. I'm particularly fond of Ruger single actions, and I've never had a problem with any of them. And you know, during the course of my career, I've fired some guns that just didn't function as well as I wish.
Right.
But for my money, you know, spend it with the guys that you rely on, and all the names that I've mentioned are right there. You know, they just, that's why people own them.
The, I'll have to tell you a story one day about me and a Ruger single action gun.
Okay.
I have a story with a Ruger single action gun, a Black Hawk.
Yeah.
I used it as a rehabilitation tool.
Okay.
I'll have to tell you that story one day. When we're not on the air, and and then you can tell me what you think about it, because it was used quite ingeniously by my uncle. I have an uncle that was he had some inroads with law enforcement locally all over here. He shot a lot of silhouettes.
Oh, uh-huh.
He was a silhouette shooter. He was one of the ones that was instrumental in getting Glock into South Carolina. Because we had one of those Saturday night special meltdown laws, and they thought the Glock would, you know, it'd melt down. So, and he got to meet Gaston Glock. They came, and he had they had five special Glock 17s, and he got one of the serial numbers 1 through 5. I don't know which one he got, and he got a little swag bag from Gaston and all that stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, he used the Black Hawk on me quite ingeniously. So anyway,
good.
So what is your gun? What gun is it that you carry?
Well, like when I'm hunting, I carry either a Ruger or a Model 57 Smith and Wesson in a 41 Magnum.
Yeah,
as I said a few minutes ago, I've shot a couple of deer with 41 Magnum, great caliber.
Right.
For day-to-day concealed carry, I have either a Kimber 45 or one of my Colt Commanders. And Well, yeah, you know, and I knew an old Texas Ranger named Joaquin Jackson. He was a friend of mine when I was on the board of directors of the NRA some years ago. And Joaquin carried a Commander lightweight. And I figured, hey, you know, if that gun's good enough for the Texas Rangers, it's good enough for me.
Right.
So, you know, there's a little bit of that to it. But the Colt government models and certainly my Commanders, they hit what I aim at, and you can't get any better than that.
Well, you know, I've known some guys. I had an Tiger McGee was one of my acquaintances. I would love to say I was his friend, but I wasn't. But I was. I spoke with him several times. I've had him on the show a few times.
Uh-huh.
He went his whole life when he started carrying a gun, carrying the same Series 70 1911. He never got out there and said, oh, this is the new gun. Let me get it because it's the newest and the bestest. And he kept the same gun. And you guys that carry that, I mean, I like 2011s. I don't. 1911s, you know, I haven't. The closest I've come to some standard 1911s, non-custom 1911s, is Dan Wesson, which I think those are excellent guns. I would carry them. I just don't own one.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean.
Well, yeah, you know, Ruger has gotten into the 1911 field too, and I tested one of their guns, the SR-1911, I think they call it at the time, maybe they still do, but what I really was impressed with is the feed ramp in those things. It's not aluminum or steel, it's either titanium, I think it is, or at least it was at the time, and I presume they're still doing that, but that pistol just impressed the heck out of me.
Yeah.
And of course, Smith & Wesson does their version of the 1911 platform, and I've tested a few of those, and they hit everything I aimed at. So, you know, I can't complain about the quality of American firearms today.
Yeah, they're all, everybody makes a pretty good gun. Hang on for me.
Well, they do.
Hang on for me, if you will.
Sure.
We'll be right back. Mr. Workman, well, you can find his stuff at Ammoland.com. I'm getting all this stuff from Ammoland. He's also the senior editor at TheGunMag.com and Liberty Park Press. He's wrote a lot of books about this. And at the Second Amendment Foundation, which is, like I said, is a absolute powerhouse of a gun rights organization, and I'm not saying that because they're giving out awards right now. I firmly believe it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last time on the firing line, talking to Dave Workman from Washington State. Yeah, he's a writer at Ammo Land, talking about some of the stuff he's put out there. We had a New York poet the other day where the circular snake of leftist policy circled around a bit itself on his fifth point of contact. It's coming back to bite them, but at the same time, what was the point you were trying to make with this? Because I know the point you're trying to make with it. I just want to hear you say it.
And so, I'm not sure where we're talking about here.
The New York poet.
Well, I'm not even sure what you're talking about. So you're going to have to refresh my memory.
Right. The death of 32-year-old Ryan Carson on a Brooklyn sidewalk.
Well, what happens to people in way too many cases is that they look at life a little too blissfully and they don't realize that there are bad people out there. And unfortunately, too many of them are defenseless. And you were a little vague there, and that was kind of the lead into my column about what's going on out here in Seattle.
Right.
The idea of a defenseless person in a community that has really gone to hell in a handbasket,
yeah,
it just boggles my mind. And that provided me kind of the launch pad for a story that I really focused on the city of Seattle. And how we've lost, I think it's somewhere in excess of 600 commissioned police officers in the city of Seattle over the last 3 years. One of the reasons I don't go to Seattle anymore, if I can avoid it in any possible way, is because there's just no public safety over there anymore. A former sheriff friend of mine, Sheriff of King County, confessed to me that he won't go to Seattle unless he's packing a firearm. And I think that there's a need for people to understand that when you lose that many police officers in a short period of time, and the remaining police officers really don't have the support of the city council or the mayor or a large segment of the population, you leave a void. And it's very much like when you're fishing, you catch the biggest fish in your favorite hole. Pretty soon another big fish is going to move in. Well, what's happened here in Seattle is that with the loss of the police officers, the criminals figure, hey, I'm not going to get in a lot of trouble. I'm going to go here and ply my illegal trade of whatever it is I'm doing, whether I'm selling drugs or breaking into homes to finance my drug habit, or I'm stealing cars, or pulling robberies at mom and pop stores. You know, all of that stuff comes into play when the bad guys not just get the impression, but they are convinced that the odds of them really having a hard time with the law have diminished greatly. And Seattle is one of those areas. The story, if people haven't read it yet, goes on to talk about how in the aftermath of passing gun control laws at the state level and in Seattle, they passed in 2015, the Seattle City Council adopted this gun and ammunition tax. They were going to use the $300,000 to $500,000 in revenue that they projected to create programs and finance programs to combat gun violence. Well, long story short, the number of murders in Seattle has doubled and then some since they adopted this gun and ammunition tax. The revenue from the gun and ammunition tax has never even come close to $300,000, much less $500,000. I think $184,000 is the top figure they ever collected, and that's going back down again. And then statewide, we've passed two citizens initiatives, both of them gun control initiatives, that increased the restrictions on law-abiding citizens. But if you look at the number of murders that have occurred in Washington state since these laws were passed, they've gone up, not down. And my position on this is that these gun laws are abject failures. And my argument to anybody who says, well, you know, we got more population, so the percentage of homicides has gone down, I have to call BS on that.
Yeah.
Because the body count is the only thing that really counts. When you've got 300 dead people instead of 200 dead people, that's a failure. And they can claim anything they want to, but those people are still dead, and they don't deserve to be dead. And it's because of these laws, not in spite of them, that I think these crime rates have gone up. When you disarm the wrong people, when you make it more difficult for honest citizens to obtain legally a firearm for personal protection, you make it easier for the criminal element to prey on people.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure what part of that the liberals don't understand. I guess they only understand it when they get to be mugged and then they turn into conservatives. But this is a situation that I think you'll find in municipalities across the country. The higher crime rates happen in cities naturally because that's where most of the people congregate. Most of those cities, even if they're in a red state, they're operated by blue politicians. You know, city councils, mayors, that job typically attracts somebody who's a liberal, who's a Democrat. They want to climb the ladder. And in the meantime, they mess up a lot of stuff that they put their fingers on.
Right.
And I've tried to point out frequently about the disconnect between gun control advocacy and the number of crimes. Violent crime is up in Seattle. The homicides are up in Seattle. They're looking at this year at setting a new record for homicides in Seattle. And gosh, how could that have happened? Because we've got all these nifty gun control laws. Well, you know, sit down and think about that for a minute. Scratch your head and you're going to come to the inescapable conclusion that gun control does not work.
Well, I mean,
and they're into three. That's my lesson for the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, it never has either. I mean, they can't point to anything and say, well, this is a result of gun control, except crime, right?
Well, it sure looks that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a journalist. You know, whatever else I do around here for the Second Amendment Foundation or whatever, I'm a journalist, and journalists deal with facts. And when I sit down and I read the murder stats and the assault stats and the reported shooting stats where shots were fired and maybe somebody got wounded or injured somehow, that's all I look at, and that's really all that I can base my conclusions on.
Right.
You know, sorry to all the people who think gun control is the best thing since sliced bread. It really isn't.
Oh, no.
You're penalizing the wrong people.
Yeah, indeed.
Period.
Dave, I'm about to run out of time. I want to take this moment to thank you for joining me today. I hope we can do this again maybe sometime next week because, like I said, I'm trying to revamp the show and bring the people that are making the news on here, because I'm not making the news. I'm just talking about it maybe. But, you know, you guys that get out there and that are involved in all of the organizations and everything, you guys are the ones that are watching things happening and causing reactions from them. So I'm not going to tell you to stand by, but expect my call sometime soon. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, been a pleasure. You take good care of yourself.
Oh, yes, sir. Back again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.